Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Chicago, bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you will see how the poll is going so far instantaneously right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Articles, archives, the Brain Trust members, the knowledge base, the blog is there, et cetera, et cetera. Having a great visit with our good friends, Mike Stewart. Mike is one of our top salesmanship experts. He's the author of Close More Sales. Mike, give us your website, please.
It is Stewart Sales Dynamics. That's Stewart, S-T-W-A-R-T, salesdynamics.com.
They can find your book there, too, can't they?
Yes, they can. And lots
and
of other stuff.
And lots how you work with your customers and what you do to help them get more sales.
You bet. And there are lots of free resources on our site.
So check it out, folks, StuartSalesDynamics.com. Mike, we're talking about closing. And what I'm concerned is the lost art of closing. And it just seems to me like the marketplace, the professional selling requires professional closing. And I just seems to me like things have gotten a little sloppy. And talk to us about how to improve our sales, our professional selling through our more professional closing.
Good. Let's do that. Lots of people, and you know, we deal with professional salespeople. Quite frankly, some of whom make an awful lot of money, but they still, generally, I continue to see and have for many years that people, while intellectually they understand that a sale is the result of a number of closes. It's not just a lot of agreement and you go on and make friends and people buy from people they like and trust, all of which is true. But it doesn't just ramble on and then there's one big, big close at the end. Because a successful sale is the result of a series of closes. Where you get the customer or the prospect's agreement, you get their agreement at certain points along the way, and you move them. It's like a stair step. You move them or you move them through the funnel. It's a step-by-step process where you get agreement at certain levels, and then the final agreement is where you get your contract signed or however you close, what your technique may be.
And every one of those agreements immediately followed a little close.
Well, it is a close, yeah.
And it had to move
the sale from one level to the next. And those occur where you ask the prospect to make a decision and take an action that moves you to the next level. As you said in a previous conversation that we had, yeah, you know, we've told you that we have several different colors, and your favorite color, the color you're looking for, is gray. Is that correct? And so, mm-hmm. you know, that in essence is a close. Because you've gathered and confirmed information, or that's a setup for a close, and then the close would be to ask him, and he's made the decision, so the next step in that process would be ask him to take an action. And it may be simply be to agree and to jot down
you get their permission. If you don't mind, Mike, I'm going to write that down right here for my own notes.
Exactly. I'm gonna put
even
that
though
down
you as, took the action, you asked them for permission, and they said yes, and so now we're in agreement.
Yeah, and in effect, they gave you the information. Okay, mm-hmm. And so that's action. And so they make a decision and take an action. They've decided gray's the color. They take an action. They confirm it to you, and that's a very simplified example. But in high tech sales or in more sophisticated selling environments, you know, you move it through a more sophisticated funnel and a process. But that's where I find people, instead of closing, Jim, I find that's where they're falling down. That's where they're making the mistakes. They don't mm-hmm. track that. They don't ever know where they are in the sales process.
Right.
And you know what they've got so far, and what's next.
And you know, Mike, I'd like to propose that if you're not closing, if you're not making these little we used to call them intermediate closes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not making intermediate closes as you go along, little subtle, non-confrontational, seeking agreements from your prospect and customers. If you're not making those, if you go more than a few minutes without some kind of a little close, you're just on a visit. You're not on a sales call. You're just on a visit. What do you think, Mike?
Well, it may not be that fast in much of today's selling environment, but yeah, you know, they're professional visitors and they're professional salespeople. And professional salespeople move the process along, and it's not like, you know, I'm developing the relationship. That people like to say, yeah, we're moving the process along because we're developing the relationship. Well, so what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of salespeople have great relationships with people who don't buy from them. And it's a matter of converting that relationship, and I do believe that more sales come through relationships than any other way. But it's a relationship of trust
yep.
and confidence, and not one of, I love you. And, you know,
yeah.
it's soft and touchy-feely stuff. It's trust mm-hmm. and confidence where things are happening.
But somebody still is in charge of,
yep.
I mean, it's your job to put product in this on this company or in this person's hand. And
right.
and that's what you have to do, but you got to get them to agree to it, and you just have to. And here's the thing, Mike: if you've done a good job of intermediate closing, the final close, the one that everybody always dreads, kind of falls in your lap.
It's the most natural thing in the world.
In fact,
it is the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah, the customer may say, "Can I carry it? Can I take it with me?" Hold on to that thought, Mike. Mike Stewart is with us, folks. StewartSalesDynamics.com is his website. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk about making sure when you close something, you don't buy it back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.